It's Steve Summers.
And Ryan Sartori.
And we're being joined by the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau main guru, John Grohl. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Great.
Is main guru on your business card?
That and tourism czar.
Okay, got it.
Tourism czar. I love that.
It's one of the biggest weekends for you with Creative coming up.
Yeah, we are super thrilled to be back this time of year with Creative, our mural festival, and this year adding a whole live music and arts component over the next 3 days.
That's a way to set it off into the sunset. This is the last one, right?
Yeah, so since 2019, we've been doing mural installations throughout the region. This year, we're going to end with a bang. 13 new murals will be painted over the next couple of days throughout Rockford, and we are having this three-day music and arts festival to kind of go out with a bang.
So talk to me about some of the music acts you have coming. Some of them are local. Some of them are touring. I'm super excited to see Danielle Jarret on the main stage tomorrow at 5:10, I think she takes it.
Yeah, I don't have the lineup in front of me specifically.
But you do.
we're thrilled. The music is really diverse. We wanted a little bit of everything.
Sure.
It is a community festival. It's a community celebration. And so you're going to have a little bit of country, a little bit of blues, a little bit of rock, all over the board. And we're excited. It'll kick off tomorrow tomorrow afternoon, live music starts at 12, Friday night at 4:30, and going all the way through Sunday afternoon. We'll end at 5.
Local food trucks and the very first ever drone show, which is great.
We're super, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. 9:45 over the skies of downtown Rockford, sort of northeast downtown. Now, the festival is going to be centered between Madison Street and First Street on State Street. So if you know where CJ's is or Northern Illinois Optical, in that area of downtown is where the festival is going to be. It's just kind of a small block and a half, area. But the drone show at 9:45 will be over northeast downtown, and it'll be synchronized to music. If you're at the stage, if you're near the main stage or the secondary stage on State and First, you'll be able to see that show. We're excited. It's going to have 150 drones up in the air for about 10 minutes with synchronized to music, and there'll be some what would you call them? Easter eggs, kind of surprises
sure.
for different Rockford symbols or things that are unique to our community, as well as the creative community that we have here.
Are you closing down that intersection, or there will still be traffic flowing through there?
We are not closing streets for this festival.
Interesting. Okay, that is good to know, because I thought that they would be. 2019 is when this started. And it's been a full 5 years now. Right. And as we're, kind of bringing an end to this, I think a lot of people will ask, why?
That's a good question. When we're done with this, we'll have more than 60 murals on walls in Rockford and throughout the county. We felt that was a really good, hefty, you can drive around the community and you see these murals, and they're something that people enjoy, our visitors and our residents. It's not that we did three or four. We've done, nearly 60 it'll be. And we're proud of that. We're excited to have that many. And we're just going to make some space in our calendar and our workflow to do something new. We're not exactly sure what that is. But as we said, we're going to end with a big celebration, this Creative Music and Arts Festival, while the murals are being painted. That's one of the fun things about the festival this year. You're going to come downtown. You're going to see several murals being painted live. You can interact with the artists. You
That's
can
so
talk
cool.
to them. You can ask them why they're painting or how they're painting or what they're painting, and you'll see it unfold over the next couple of days.
It's very, you're hard-pressed not to drive somewhere in Rockford to see one of these murals because they're so vibrant.
Yeah, we started by saying we wanted museum-quality works of art on big walls, mm-hmm. and we wanted the city of Rockford to be an outdoor art gallery, and we think that we've accomplished that through a lot of donations, a lot of sponsorships, a lot of artists, a lot of collaborators, building owners have worked alongside us with this creative program, and it's not that we're never going to do a mural again, but the last couple of years we've done about a dozen every summer. That's a pretty big lift, one that we've always loved, but we're just going to make some space in our calendar for something new and next, and we'll announce that when we figure out what it is.
All right, so go to GoRockford.com, get all the details about Creative, which, by the way, is CRE 815. in numeral numbers, which is very cool.
Don't overcomplicate it.
I know. But it's just such a cool logo.
I'm so glad you know what it is. Yeah. So gorockford.com is where all the information is. Again, Friday night from 4 until 10, Saturday noon until 10 with that drone show at 9:45, and then Sunday 12 o'clock until 5 o'clock. State and Madison downtown is where you'll find all the action.
Always good to have you here, John. John Groh from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.